right way. How to do it the right way. Chapter 3 of the Gospel of Matthew. Beginning with verse 7. Y'all will remain seated. When he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Thus end the reading of God's holy word. An active faith in the gospel. An active faith. We're looking at different section of the Bible, the Holy Bible. And we are examining examples of various types of faith. We must understand that wherever there is the real thing, you can always have that which is false. Wherever there is true faith, there will be false faith also. Wherever there is real $100 bills, there will be counterfeits. Yes, sir. Even when we were dealing with the Kingdom Bucks, Zales Jones had so many. They had a marker that they would mark. They had to mark his bucks to make sure that they were authentic. Because wherever there are real bucks, we have some that are counterfeit. I think the Holy Spirit for bringing that one right down the aisle to me. It's a good illustration that you can hold on to. You are a true Christian. You are a true believer. You've given your life to Christ. You are an active member of his church. Your faith is strong. You're here today because you wanted to become even stronger. But we must prepare ourselves, because as we go out, we will find ourselves mingling with others who have a different type of faith. So you got to make sure that yours is real. You got to be real. And it must be real all the time. There's no room here for part-time faithfulness. When it comes to your faith and your relationship with Christ, we don't clock out. I don't care where we are. It doesn't matter. I'm serious about this. It doesn't matter where you are. You are a child of the King. And I promise you, if you hold fast to him, he got rewards for you that your mind can't even comprehend. We don't have a clue to what all heaven got for us. We are children of the King. Almighty God, the Creator, the Sustainer, the one who's holding it all together right now. We have a relationship with him. So I thought today we Sunday school lesson dealing with false faith, dead faith, faith without works is dead. Is that what we studied this morning? I walked by some of the classes where you all was into it. That's what you have to do. You want to get into it so you can apply it to your life. When your back is up against the wall, and when doors been closed in your face, when used to be friends have turned on you, you need to know that you got a faith and a friend that won't fail you. His name is Jesus. Amen. And so, in this third chapter of Matthew's gospel, what we're looking at here, John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Christ. You remember he and Jesus was cousins. John the Baptist's mother was Elizabeth. Father was Zachariah. Right? Born 6 months before Jesus' earthly birth. You must understand now, when John was born, that was the beginning of John. But when Jesus was born, that was not his beginning. When he was born, that was just his getting off point. That's where he decided he would take on human flesh. But he existed from everlasting to everlasting. There's no beginning and no ending with Jesus. He is the first. He is the last. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. Somebody here ought to know who I'm talking about. There is nothing and no one before Jesus. No power before him. Because if we come up with something or some power before him, we got a problem. But we know he got all power. So John was down there at the Jordan River. He was preaching and baptizing. Amen. We as Baptists, we believe in baptism. Amen. Not sprinkling like you're sprinkling outside now, but you know. Somebody missed that, you'll catch it though. Some Baptists, when it starts sprinkling, they don't come out. We believe in immersion. Dipping you. Taking you under. We're not Methodists. We don't believe in, at least we're not supposed to believe in sprinkling. Sprinkle or not stop us. Amen. Come on now, y'all need to talk with me. Before we became committed to Christ, nothing stopped us. John noticed that there was a lot of folks coming to be baptized. All right. That's the scene before us. A lot of people are coming for John to do what? Yeah, baptize. And he noticed that there was some aristocrats, some high polluted folks. You know that there was some coming to him, and this will be my first point, I guess. They were polluted. Yeah. They were polluted leaders. Look what he says. He says, when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers. Are you talking about a preacher that's going to run all his members away? See, you got to make a decision. The preacher got to make a decision. Does the preacher preach what the Bible says? Or does the preacher water it down a little bit and, you know, make you feel good and get me some odors and some smoke and put on a big show for you and pack the house out, but you still don't have the gospel? The gospel will change you. The truth of the gospel will change you. Now don't ask me to explain how it works. I cannot. But all I know is that I heard it one day and it changed my life. Now, you may say, well, I'm not there yet, Reverend. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not there yet. You know, the devil make us make excuses. You know, I'm gonna have me some more fun. I ain't into all of that now. I'm going to have me some more fun. But when you have lived on both sides of the track, you will discover what is real fun. When you know Jesus has set up residence in your life, and that wherever you go, Jesus is not only with you but in you. Somebody here got a meeting tomorrow. You got a presentation you got to do. You got to have a conference with someone. You don't need to go into those situations by yourself. Somebody's facing a task they haven't had to face before. A false gospel won't help you. You got to have the truth. So if there are snakes in this group, then the snakes need to be detected.
Y'all think I'm making this up. It's in verse 7.
You all see it in verse 7? He said, when many are the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now, you know, this is the religious bunch. This is the bunch that's in charge of religion. And John the Baptist referred to them as a generation, not just one. A generation of snakes. They are polluted. They are polluted. And this is strong language. I acknowledge this is some strong language. The devil tried to get me not to say it. That's why I had to read it in the Bible 2 or 3 times. This is some strong language. And you calling these movers and shakers snakes. You're a bunch of crooks. You slimy. You sneak around. I'm just repeating what John said. They have a poisonous character. Their character is poison. You don't need to be around them. Don't you fool yourself. A snake will bite you. You can't run with people. You, Amos said in the Old Testament, two cannot walk together unless they agree. I can't walk with you. I can't sit down and eat with you. That's why our good old white brothers and sisters didn't want you to eat with them. Because it's something about sitting down together, eating, that make you equal. Sad to say, there are some now, and the leadership we have now have energized. You notice on your job. I don't care what job you got. You have noticed it. They've been energized. Pick up truck. Rifles in the back window. They've been energized. Because when leadership is polluted, it becomes contagious. Others that are polluted, they take strength from that. They become mobilized. Now, they try to say nice things, all that kind of stuff, but trust me, when it comes to position or power, when it comes to making the major money, they don't want you there. Hello? They don't want you there. They're polluted. Leaders don't need to be polluted. Leaders ought to be clean. Leaders ought to be clean. God, listen. God wants us to be the head. He wants Christians to be the head, not the tail. But too many of us are polluted. John says, they're coming to me for me to baptize them. He asked the question, who warned you? Because really what he's saying is, y'all ran me out of town. I'm out here in the wilderness preaching. And ain't nobody in town preaching. You all have bought off all of the little prophets in town. They've been paid off. They're not going to say anything. They don't care about you. You see, you got to understand, a preacher that won't preach the truth to you and your children, that preacher doesn't care about you going to hell. Amen. We got to keep it real. This has to do with your eternal destiny. Polluted. The character polluted. The conduct polluted. The influence polluted. The crooks. A bunch of snakes. Like you put a bunch of, I hate to make the illustration, but like you put a bunch of snakes in a barrel. You can see them all crawling around and just. That's what John calls them. I know it makes your flesh crawl, doesn't it? Yeah. But see, you got to understand this is real. This is real. And a good reference verse would be Revelations 12:9. You go home, I want you to read it. It talks about that old serpent. That old serpent called the devil. When he was kicked out of heaven. Revelation 12:9. He was kicked out of heaven. He and his angels. You got to understand, this is a warfare. And the devil know he can't win, but he going to do everything he can to keep as many Christians out of heaven as he can. So he says they are polluted. Somebody warned them. John asked the question as though he didn't do it. They had not been hearing his preaching. What John is really saying, some of y'all just came down here for a show. Some folks lack a show. You know, they don't want the truth. They want a show. And, you know, when the Lord called me to preach, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't have no tricks. All I got is your word. I don't have anything else. You know what the Lord told me? Give them that. It'll work. It'll either drive you or draw you. All I am is just I'm the mayor. I'm the spiritual mayor man. I'm the spiritual mayor man. I'm gonna come by your box. I'm coming by your mayor box, and I'm gonna stick something in there. I don't know how much the bill is. I didn't make the bill. My job is to put it in there. That's my job. It's your job to receive it, or you can take it in your house and shred it if you want to. But don't get mad with me. John says you all are polluted, and you're here just for a show. You're not real. I wish I could say that the church is not a place where people come now to show off. I wish I could say that. But if I say it, I don't think I'd be telling the truth. Because you got some folks that only come to church for a show. They don't even believe in the wrath of God. They don't believe in it. They don't believe in sin. But I thank God that I do. Now, I'm not holier than thou. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. God still got work on me on some stuff. Just like he got work on you. I get mad pretty quick sometimes. Lord got to work with me on that. He got to keep me reminded when I get mad, I don't change nothing. I just hurt myself. I'm confessing. I'm confessing. Confession is good for the soul. One thing about it now, I've learned how to say I'm sorry. Somebody ought to go with me. I said I've learned how to say I'm sorry. Hello? Have you learned how to say I'm sorry? That's a powerful statement. I'm sorry, Ken. I had no business saying that. Forgive me. Because I'm not polluted and I don't want to pollute you. So we got to do, as the young folks say, we got to keep it real. Now, read also, I told you about Revelation 12, 9, but read Matthew 23:33. Some of you taking notes, that's good. I don't have no problem with that. Read Matthew 23:33, where Jesus referred to them as snakes, serpents. So you got to call it what it is. Amen. Call it what it is. I know that's right. Yeah. I got a doctor appointment this week. I don't want no doctor butting up stuff and misleading me. I don't want a doctor just making me feel good. Tell me what's wrong with me. And then I can take it to Jesus. Hello? Because I know the doctor don't have the last say on this. Say that. Say that. Say that. But tell me the truth. Yes, sir. Amen. Tell me the truth. Don't just make me feel good. Don't. No, no. No. I don't want to just feel good. I live almost over half of my life based on feeling good. Yeah. Amen. Throwing away money. Right. Could have thrown away my life if it hadn't been for the grace of God. Right. Amen. You say you never did anything like that, but you did something. Right. And you only hear by the grace. Amen. By the grace of God. But not only are they polluted, but notice John does some probing. He did some probing in that latter part of verse 7. He says, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, that got you out of the path of God's wrath. God's wrath is against all that are unsaved. I don't care. Now, I know we got a thing where he was a good man. She was a good lady. Good lady. You ever seen a funeral obituary? They won't say anything about her church membership and all that. They just say, oh, she was so good. And then they list about 15 organizations they were members of. Nothing about church. Have y'all ever seen obituaries like that? I was assisting one member one time and about a sister, and she was talking about, oh, she was in this, she was in that. I said, well, what about the church? Was she a member of the church? See, you got to do some probing. Because, see, the deceased person is gone. But like that man told Abraham, you know, I got five brothers back there, and they are living just like I was living. So what I'm saying is, you got some more kinfolk, some relatives, and some acquaintance that are lost. So you need to try to get everybody saved so that they can escape the wrath of God. Now, by you being saved, watch this. By you being saved, your sins are covered under the blood of Jesus. All of them. All of your sins. All of them are under the blood of Jesus. Did you hear the choir singing a little while ago? There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel veins. Did y'all hear that? And then he says, sinners plunge beneath that flood. What happens? It's all gone. I said it's all gone. It's under the blood. See, that's why I don't mind for the preacher to preach the truth. Because I know he's going to get down to the end after a while. And he's going to say, those that are under the blood lose all of their guilty stain. Anybody here that's not saved, you ought to want to get under the blood. Because too much is happening out there now. You just don't know where the end may be. Hello? You and your wife may be on a train, an Amtrak somewhere, sleeping, and meet a freight train. You don't know where the end might be. But the end is out there somewhere. And when the end comes, you need to be under the blood. Sinners plunge beneath that flood. Lose. I said they lose. Not some, but all. All. They get this thing. No, I'm not holier than thou. But I know I'm under the blood. I know where I am. Do I have anybody here know you under the blood? I'm under the blood. I have escaped the wrath of God. But now my job is to warn those that have not escaped it. My job is to tell you so you can go and tell your family members, your cousin and your acquaintance that's not saved, that they need to get under the blood. That's the only safe place for them. Under the blood. Sinners lose all their guilty. Not only does he take the sin, but he take the guilt too. See, when the guilt is gone, you don't think about it no more. Hello? Sometimes you've been guilty of trying to think about it, but you can't even think about it no more. And I know, but oh, Lord, you took it away from me, didn't you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. I can't hardly remember it. Somebody ought to help me. All right, that's enough. I ain't going to say too much about that. It's a Super Bowl day. I got to let them go. Let them go and cook. I'm free. I'm free. I know I'm free. That's why Jesus told the Pharisees and Sadducees, he said, listen, he who the Son set free is free indeed. I'm free. I know Jesus saved me. I know that. I know I'm under the blood. And I thank him every day. I thank him every day. Because I know if the end comes, whenever it comes, I'm going to be under the blood. And let me tell you this. This is how real it is. When you look in the obituary and you look down under the S's, and you see Steve Small Jr. name, and the Birmingham News is going to say, he died so-and-so, so-and-so day. That's the biggest lie ever told. I will be more alive then than ever. Don't you believe that lie? Don't you believe that lie? Amen. I will be more alive than ever. Because I'll be with Christ, which is far better. He got a place prepared for us. Where his wrath won't come to. He got a home for us. Am I right? Don't you believe that lie? I mean, he died. No, he didn't die. I just moved. Yeah. I think, baby, if you be the longest liver, put in the paper, I moved. I moved. I moved to a new home. Over. Oh, in glory land. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's mine. Yes. I said, it's mine. Yes. Let me lead us along. I'm getting happy. Yes. All right. You ready to announce the door of the church is open? It was a good time to. It's a good time to come. God bless you. A good time to come on now and let's get this right. Y'all bring me some more chairs. Come on, let's do this today. Let's not wait. Let's do this today. Y'all come on, the door's open.
The door is open. Come on, come on. Y'all come today. Come on. No, don't wait on nobody else.
I'm gonna stay.
Let us all stand. You come on today.
Under
come on today.
The blood.
Don't you procrastinate. Don't you put this off.
I'm gonna stay.
Will you come today?
Under.
Will you make that decision today?
The blood.
Will you come today?
I'm gonna stay.
Will you come today? God has brought you here. God brought you here. God brought you here. God brought you here. God, God, oh God.
No.
Oh God.
Hallelujah. I'm gonna say.
Thank you for blessing your word, oh God. Thank you for blessing your word.
I'm gonna stay.
Thank you for blessing your word, Lord.
The blood.
Thank you for blessing your word, Jesus.
I'm gonna stay.
Thank you for blessing
under
your word.
The blood.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And the world.
Hallelujah. Glory,
can't
hallelujah.
Do me no harm.
Bless your word, Jesus. Bless your word, Jesus. Bless your word, Jesus.
Under.
Bless your word, Jesus. Bless your word, Jesus.
Under the blood.
Bless your word, Jesus.
I'm gonna stay.
Bless your word, Jesus. Bless your word, Jesus.
And the world can't do me no harm.
Oh, bless your word, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your word, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your word, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what you're doing, Jesus. You know what you're doing.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. For a husband. For a father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus, for a wife,
yes,
for a mother. They love you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
They love you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, bless your word, Jesus. Jesus, bless your word.